USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye State. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 1/10 of a cent drop, followed by 2/10 of a cent on Wednesday, 6/10 on Thursday, and 1 whole cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An ongoing heat wave in Western Europe has caused significant disruptions to events and travel and prompted dire messages from public officials. Meteorologists say the worst of the heat has yet to come. Hot air from northern Africa has been surging northward throughout the week, first gripping Spain before reaching France and the UK Friday. Forecasters say Mother Nature will crank up the heat another notch beginning this weekend. The Biden administration Thursday barred five unnamed Cuban officials from entering the U.S. on accusations they were involved in the imprisonment of demonstrators who participated in last July's anti-government protests. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the five officials are connected to unfair trials and unjust sentencing and imprisonment of peaceful protesters. He said the visa restrictions are in response to the actions of the Cuban government that deny Cubans their basic human rights. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Securities and Exchange Commission moved closer Friday to a final rule that would dramatically alter what public companies tell shareholders about climate change, both the risks it poses to their operations and their own contributions to the problem. Public comment on the proposal has now closed, with more than 10,000 comments submitted since March by companies, auditors, trade groups, lawmakers, and individuals. Angry bank customers who traveled to a city in central China to retrieve their savings from troubled rural banks have been stopped by a health app on their cell phones. Chinese residents are required to have the app, which displays a code indicating their health status, including possible exposure to COVID-19. A green code is required to use public transportation and to enter locations such as offices, restaurants, and malls. But some depositors at the banks in central Henan province said their codes were turned red to stop them. The incident has started a national debate on how a tool designed for public health was appropriated by political forces to tamp down controversy. Looking for something different to get dad for Father's Day this year? How about plastic surgery? Cosmetic procedures are growing in popularity among middle-aged men, and they're becoming common Father's Day requests. Getting a nose job is the most common procedure, followed by eyelid surgery, liposuction, breast reduction, and hair transplantation. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.